We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the end of the second line from the top. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mechayev Hoyo Rav Meir, Af B'moitzi Chita Achas Lezriya. Rav Meir, who is a Stam Mishnah, of our Mishnah, holds that you are Chayev even if you bring out one Chita, one kernel of wheat, Lezriya. Obviously, we know that if you're Maitzi or you're Matznia, one Chita Lezriya, one wheat kernel in order to plant it, the halacha is that even a Kolshu is Chayiv, because you're Machshevit, so that's enough of a Shir to be Chayiv Faitzah. So what's the Chiddush of Abaya exactly? Pshita Kolshu Tanan. And for the Gemara, I'm out of the time, Kolshu Lafukim Gregorus. Maybe when our Mishnah says Kolshu, it's coming to exclude that usually by food you need a Gregorus. And here we're saying, you don't need a Gregorus, so, but maybe you need at least a certain amount, you need a significant amount, not one kernel. Just lafuka, you don't need a Gregorus, the size of a dried fig. But la'olam, I did kazayis, maybe you need at least a kazayis. K'mashmalon abaya, k'mashmalon Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur, that Rameya was mechayiv, even by a kolshu, even by a chita kolshu. So it means the Gemara says, to be a havamin from our Mishnah, that you don't need a Gregorus, we need a Kazayas at least. K'mashlon, even a Kolshu. So the Achreinim asked that before we had, first a Mishnah, that when you bring out seeds, let's say Keshuim, it says cucumbers, two seeds is enough. And it says in the Mishnah before, Keshuim, Deluim, two seeds is enough. So what do you mean, what's the Havimina that they needed a Kazayas? So the Chassam Sofer answers that over here we're talking about a Chita. A Chita usually is made for eating, because chita is something that's wheat. It's a wheat kernel. So therefore, there'll be a havamina that even if you bring it out for zriya, but since it's usually a food, so there, when you have a mind for zriya, it doesn't get that much less than a gregorus. It just goes down to a kazayis. Mashaykin before, which are seeds, there is easier to understand as less. Kamashlo on the mind said, even a kolshu of chita, is enough of a shir. If you machshev it, it's enough of a shir. And a person is chayav for it's all on one seed, on one kernel, one wheat kernel. Masker Rabbi Yitzchak Brei Rabbi Yehuda El Miata. Now that you're telling me, now that you just finished telling me that everything's told on your das, you could decide what's called haitzah. Even the smallest amount, if you have a mind and say this is chashav for me, there's a chayav haitzah. So El Miata, what about the opposite case? Chishav lahaitzi kol beisai. You have in mind that you're gonna bring out your whole entire house, your whole entire house. And that's the only way you're gonna machshev it. It says only chashev I carry out my whole house at one time. You're telling me you're not gonna rechayev unless you take the whole thing out. You're not gonna rechayev unless you take your whole house out. And if you take only part of it, you won't be chayev. You're telling me that's what happens? It's because everything's telling us that. So I don't know. Hasam batal daita itzkadam. There you batal daita. Since for most of the world. Even part of your household items are chashuv enough to be chayiv haitzah for it. So even if you have a mind that by you it's only chashuv, you bring out your entire household, that doesn't change the issa haitzah. Mashenkin, when you take out one kernel, that's not batal daita, because there are some people who are machshuv one kernel for zriya, one kernel enough for zriya, and therefore there's no batal daita over there. So that's why it's different. And Achorim here also speak out, this whole Gemara is Shakla Vitaria, that everything we're telling you, Machshava, is only by Issa Haitzah. It's only by Issa Haitzah. By other Surah Shabbos, of course, it wouldn't pass. But since Issa Haitzah, we're telling you, it's telling your Das, so the Kasha is even maybe the opposite also. Kamash Lo, no, you're right, there would be telling his Das, but there it's Batal Dait, it's Galadim, since it's not normal. Most people in the world, things in the house are chashuv, so therefore, even for you, you're saying the whole only your whole house items altogether are chashuv, it's Batal Dait, it's a Galadim. So the Gemara said in the Mishnah that even if you are machshiv a one little kernel of zera or a dugma or a refuah, but everyone else who takes out that kernel won't be chayiv unless they're bringing out kashir. So the Gemara says, "Look, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we had mentioned before in the end of Parakla Gadol. The Tanya, Klal Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Kol she'in a kosher latznia, something that's not usual." To put aside, and people don't put away that amount. But this person, for him, was chashuv etzniyo, and he put it away. And someone else took his thing that he was put away. And took it out. the second person is chayiv ayidei the yichud of the first person. Rav Shimon Elazar holds that if someone puts something away, who's machshavit, not only for himself, other people will be chayiv to take it out also. So our Mishnah, it says that only the matzniya himself is chayiv, is not like Rav Shimon Elazar. Talk to Maravaita. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Hoitzi ki gregoris la'achila v'nimloch alah lezriya, inam lezriya v'nimloch alah la'achila. So, just give a little akdama. From Rashi's Mavoyer, that the sheer achila is always ki gregoris. But zriya, if I have a mind to be moitzi at lezriya, then even a sheer kolshu is enough. Because I'm machshavit to take it out, to plant. And it's machshav from Rashi, that by food, even if you have a mind to take out less, it's still the sheer food is always dafka gregoris. That's the sheer. There's no sheer less. It's only by zriya where it's normal to plant even less. There's such a thing that if you have a mind, you can machshav less than the sheer. It's by zriya, not by achila. So now someone hoitzi gregoris la achila. He took out something. Let's say it was a wheat kernel. Wheat kernel could be eaten or planted. So he took out a sheer kegroigers of wheat in order to eat. And Lamaisa, afterwards he decided he's going to, before he put it down, he said, I'm going to plant it. Nimlachala Azriya. Inami, he took it out, this whole groigers, the sheer groigers of Azriya. Nimlachala Achila, and afterwards he decided, I'm going to eat it. Either way, chayiv. You're chayiv. Zagmar Pshita, Zil Hachi Kishura, Zil Hachi Kishura. Saif is bringing it out for food, and Saif is bringing it out for planting, he has a shear haitzah, a shear grog is a big shear. So it's pasha this halacha. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara, ma'u de tema b'inin akira v'hanacha v'chad machshava. Maybe you need akira anacha with the same machshava, even though you have a shear, but maybe you need more than that. You need the exact same machshava that I'm carrying out for the same reason. V'haleka, you don't have that over here. Kamash v'lam, you don't need the same machshava. It's, as long as you have a shear, grogus here, no matter what you're taking it out for, sai achila, sai zriya, you have a shear, so what should be the problem? And a person is chayiv for the akira and the hanacha, no matter if he changes the reason for bringing it out. Boy, Rava, but we have a few shailas like this. Boy, Rava, hoitzi chatzi gregers zriya. Now, a chatzi gregers is not enough of a shear for achila, but for zriya is enough of a shear. So he brought it out before he put it down, so he took it out of zriya, and that's he's chayiv if he brings out half the gregers zriya, because he's machshav for zriya for planting. But the ma'isa on the way, the tifcha, it blew up, it got bigger. The nimlach aleha la'achila. And the ma'isa decided, I want to eat it. Ma, what's the halacha? Imtim tzaloi ma'hosum hud v'chayiv. The first case we said is chayiv. You know why it's chayiv there? Because they always have a shear. Zil hachi gashura, zil hachi gashura. Hacha, kivan de be'idna de afka. Here, when I made the akira, lo'y have be'shir achila. There was no shear for achila, because it was half a gregers. Loi mechayiv, so maybe shouldn't be mechayiv, because the ma'isa, at the end of the day, I'm putting it down, I'm making hanacha l'tzarech achila. At that time, there is a shear because it got bigger. But when I took it out, it wasn't a shear. So maybe, since that kira and hanacha are attached, they're one thing, the one ma'isa, maybe, since when I picked it up, it didn't match my end of my machshava, which I'm putting it down, l'shem achila. So maybe it wouldn't be chayiv. Maybe it shouldn't be chayiv. I don't know. Given the ilu ishtik, it would have been not changes machshava, but loy choshva leha mechayiv, a machshava de zriya. He would have been mechayiv because he's taking out Hashem zriya. Hash tanami. So now also it changes machshava mechayiv. Also, you're still going to be mechayiv because manav shach mechayiv. If you go baser my first machshava, so that was machshava zriya, and that's enough of a shear half a gregers. And if you go machshava right now it is a shear gregers. It got bigger and it's machshava fachila, it works. So that's the tutzdadim. And the intim zloim, if you say the second side is the good side, that you're chayiv, keeping the ilu ishtik lechoshla, since you would have been quiet by beginning and not change your mind, mechayiv, amachshav dezriya, hashtanam mechayiv, now also you're chayiv at the end when you change it and it got bigger. But what about a case where it's the opposite? Hoitzi kegregorus la'achila. You took out a sheer gregorus l'shem achila. So far so good, you're chayiv. But v'tzamka, it got smaller. V'nimlach aleha lezriya. And Lamaisa, you now got smaller. So really, if you put it down now, you would be potter. Why? Because you didn't take out kashir. You didn't make a hanacha on a shir. But Lamaisa, you thought of it lezriya, and that's enough of a shir lezriya if it got smaller. So ma, what's the halacha? Hacha vade ki ishtik. If you would have just kept quiet and stayed machshava for achila, ki yesh tugam machshava kamais lo mechayv, you wouldn't be mechayv, because it, when you put it down, it wasn't a shir. Oy dilma, on the other hand, basa hashta azlinon. You could go basa now, and right now you already thought of it lezriya. Or mechayv. So you should be chayv. So we're not sure what to look at. Look at basa hashta, or look at from the beginning. The beginning, you would have been quiet, it wouldn't have worked out. Because now has a shear. What about a hoitzik grogis lachila? He took out a shear grogis lachila with tzomka, and then it got smaller. Then the chazav tafka got bigger. Mao, yes, dichlu in Shabbos, ain't dichlu in Shabbos. Lamaisa, at one point, it was impossible to be chayav on this because he didn't change his machshava. His machshava the whole time was a chila, and at one point it got smaller. So at that point, it couldn't be chayav for Shabbos. Something called dichlu. There's something called like by kachem. Something goes into a situation where it can't be used anymore. Does that make a puzzle? So is that dichel and Shabbos? Ain't dichel and Shabbos. Mar ends off teiku. Just to point out that in the second to last shaila, the shaila was where he brought it out la'achila, it got smaller, and then he brought it out. Then he said, "I know what? I'm going to be mechayev for zriya." And there we have a shaila if yichayev or not. L'chayra, there also the same shaila of dichui l'chayra, because we brought it out la'achila. Then it got smaller. At that minute now, it got smaller. Before I had a machshava for Zriya, l'chayra, it's dachi also. So Taisus asked, the Gemara could have asked there, a shayla of dachi, not dachi. So Taisus answers that over there is different. Because there, l'maisa, there is a possibility of making a machshava for Zriya. This is the way I understand Taisus' terms. That there is a possibility of making a machshava for Zriya. So you can make a machshava as zriya. So it's not really a dochi because there is a way you could be chayiv, and that was talk at the end of the day. You had machshava as zriya. So the thing you had in mind, the end machshava as zriya, was shayich right away. Since it was shayich right away, it's not called dochi. Mashen can hear you're never having machshava as zriya, only machshava achila. So that machshava, that haitzah l'achila, at one point was impossible. Mashen can before, there was never a point that it wasn't possible for Zriya, and that's what you thought of at the end, Lazriya. And therefore, it's not called Dachi. That's Taisus Teretz, the Ramaskal Oiduma. So, Tegmar Avaita. Boi Minei, Rava Mirav Nachman. Zorak Kezayis Truma Labayis Tamei. He threw a Kezayis of Truma into a house that has an oil and mace. Threw into a house that there's a mace inside it, so the whole entire house is Tamei. Anything goes into the house is Tamei. So he threw a kezayis truma lebayis tamei. Mahu, what's the halacha? So Gemara wants to know what's your shaila exactly. Lemai, what's your shaila? He's asking a question. If you throw a kezayis truma in a bayis tamei, what's the halacha? What's your question? Ilin in Shabbos. If your question is if you chayef for Shabbos for you know hachnasa throwing from shiravim to shiachid, is that your question? Kegrogus be done. You need a shir kegrogus. Not kezayis, not enough. And Tosh speaks out another kasha. The why did it say Zorak, why did it say Truma, why did it say Bayis Tamei? If you want to teach me Hilchos Shabbos, so what's this whole thing? Kezayis Truma Bayis Tamei. In Shabbos, first of all, Gregus Binan, and also what's all this case? Truma Bayis Tamei. Ilin Tuma, if the question is if you throw Kezayis Truma into Bayis, is it Mekabel Tuma, or does it become Tamei? Ilin Tuma, Kebeitz Oichlin Binan, you need a Shir Kebeya in order to become Tamei. What does that mean? So it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that for some a food to become tamei doesn't need a shear. Even a small shear of food becomes tamei. Even a mashu becomes tamei. You don't need even less than a beya. You don't need a shear beya to become tamei. You don't need a less than a shear to become tamei. What do you need a beya for? In order for a food to become something else, you need a beya. So the Gemara is saying, Ili and Tuma, that it's enough tummy to tummy something else. That's what your question is? You need a kebeya. Tosfos learns that even to mekabel tuma, you need kebeya. And the Gemara is a little bit more mashma like Tosfos, that the Gemara's question is, Ili and Tuma, kebeya tzaychlem bina, you need a sheer beya to become tummy. But Rashi learns, it's, to become tummy, you don't need kebeya. It just means to mekabel something else. About Kaponim, the Gemara's question is, what's Rava Shaila? If a Shaila Gavi Shavis, it's not a Shaila, you need Kegregers to be Chayav Itza. If it's a Gavi Tumma, you need Kebeya, at least to Matama all the things. So the Gemara, La'olam Lin Shavis, the Shaila wasn't in Shavis. And what's the Shaila? Hugoin Dika Pachos Mekebeya Oichlin. There was less than a Beya Oichlin inside the house that was sitting there. And if you Rashi, that was Tummy already. Now you want to know, but wasn't able to Matama all the things, wasn't a Beya yet. and he threw in a kazayas, v'hai mashlimer lebeya. And this kazayas makes it now shir beya, which can matama other things now. When that comes and comes sits next to it, together, that can matama other things. So has a chashivas and matama other things. My. Midim etzarif linya tumo mechayv ram shabbos. Since it has a chashivas, linya tumo, that now became kebeya oichle and linya tumo, so it's mechayv and shabbos. Even though kazayas is usually not enough for itzah, but here, since it went together with the other thing and made a kebeya, it has a chashivas and mechayv and shabbos. Oidilma, kol in Shabbos, Shabbos needs kegregers. You can't tell me some svara because it's chashiv in tumah, it's chashiv gabi this. All Shabbos needs kegregers. And now we understand why you need that it was a bias tame, because that was a shayla. Went into bias tame and it was mitzaref with the ksayis mitzaref with the beya. Shayla is that chashiv in Shabbos is chashiv in tumah. And it could be it's only by truma the shayla, because only by truma where it's a chashivas that it became tame, because truma is a chashiva thing, but regular food, it's not such a big deal if it became tame. So that's the Gemara shayla. Amalei. So now we know the shayla. Shayla is if something has a chashivas, it made it, it created a chashivas gabi tumah, is that called a chashivas gabi shabbos? Amalei tani suha. Vashol oimer. So he answered, it's Abba Bryce to bring a riot to this. Vashol oimer. Shtei alechem v'lechem aponim shi'urim kegregers. The shtei alechem and the lechem upon them, these are kabanas. These are the really type of menachos. Shi'urim kegregers, the gabe yetzah, the shir is kegregers. That says in the Braisa. V'amai, lema, the loch is, you have to eat this inside the Beis HaMikdash. You bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's an iser yotzei. It becomes, there's a lav. There's a lav to take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. And it becomes also a puzzle. So stay lech lech upon them, shi'urim kegregers, v'amai, lema, midlin yotzei. Because I is since the Isser Yoitse, they now take something, they now take kachim. It says, Lo Yoichal ki koidashu, that Chazal say it means that you're now allowed to eat kabanas that were nifsalu. So it means that you brought it out of the Azara, became possible, and you have the lav of Lo Yoichal Kodesh. So since the Gavi Yoitse is Kazai, then Shabbos Namim Kazai. So it should give a Chashivas also, Gavi Shabbos. So why Nikki Gregors? So it's a Raya. That's not that even if somebody has a chashivas, the gabi something else, the gabi iser, it doesn't change the gabi Shabbos. So here also, even though it became tameh, it's not going to change the gabi Shabbos. Oh no, hachiyashta hasam. You're right. If it was mamish happened the same time, it would be a chashivas, but it's not true. Hachiyashta hasam. The afki chutz chaymes azara. Once it leaves the chaymes azara, when it's still in Rosh Hashanah, it's still in the ezras in the chel, or the ezras nashim shibuchel. Rashi says. Even when out of Azara, and it's still in the Ezes Noshim, or maybe it means the Chel, out of the Ezes Noshim, Rashi's not sure, but either way, when it goes out of Chaymas Azara, if Selevi Yotze, you're still in Rosh Hashiachar, Hashavas Levechayiv, Ad Anofgal Eshravim, until you reach the Shravim. So it doesn't happen at the same time, the Yotze happened first. So therefore, don't say it has a Chashivas Gavi Yotze, or Bichosh Gavi Shabbos. The Yotze happened first. And it happened at the same time. Hacha, Shabbos Atumma, Bahadi Lelikos, and here, Shabbos Atumma happened at the same time, and therefore, you still have a Shaila. And Lamaisa, Rava's Shaila, we did not answer Rava's Shaila. The question was, if something has a Chashivas Gabi Tumma, and it makes it into a Kebeya Oichlim, does that make it enough Chashivas to be Chayav Eitzah, even though it's not a Gregor's?